This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The tropics are well known for their biodiversity, but another hotspot is mountains, like the Hengduan Mountains in south-central China.
I mean, it will look very much like this kind of familiar temperate alpine system, but the plant diversity there is off the charts.
Rick Ree is associate curator of botany at the Field Museum in Chicago. These mountains harbor a third of all China's plant species. And one hypothesis for mountain biodiversity is that mountain uplift creates new climates and habitats.
You'll see coniferous forests and limestone and granite outcrops with glaciers and glacier-fed rivers and alpine meadows.
Plants take advantage of the new niches and diversify. Now Ri and his colleague, Yao Wu Sheng, have evidence supporting this idea for a connection between mountain building and biodiversity. They use DNA data to build an evolutionary tree of plants in the Hengduan. Then they calibrated that tree with fossil data, and they saw an explosion in diversification around 8 million years ago, right when uplift occurred. The results are in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So if new microclimates create new opportunities for diversification, what about global climate change?
If we look back on the history of life, I mean, one very striking pattern that we can see is that evolutionary diversification is pretty strongly associated with changing conditions. The flip side to change is that some species go extinct and some species diversify. And so we're faced with both prospects, I think, going forward.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.